梅雨三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天为您播出梅雨三级跳节目恋爱单元的高级课程。
Kevin set up his friend Emily on a date with another one of his friends. Today, Kevin and Emily are meeting to talk about how the date went last night.
So, how did your date with my friend Paul go last night? Don't you think he's a really great guy?
Unfortunately, Kevin, I can't tell you anything about Paul.
Why not? You didn't like him? I was sure you guys would be a good match.
Actually, Paul stood me up.
Aw, man!
Paul stood you up? You mean he never came to the date?
Nope. I waited for a full hour, and he never came.
Huh? Stand someone up? 这不是指放别人鸽子吗？这么说 ，Kevin 的朋友 Paul， 他让 Emily 白等了一个小时，太过分了。
No doubt about it, Winnie. It would be bad enough if Emily and Paul didn't get along. But it's much worse that Paul didn't even show up for the date.
就是啊。真不知道 Kevin 他要怎么解释呢
？In the next section, listen for the phrase "go out for drinks," which means to go to a bar and drink alcohol.
Really? Are you sure you were at the right place? Maybe you were confused about where to meet.
No, he suggested we go out for drinks at a bar downtown, and he gave me the address. I wrote it down on my calendar, so there's no way I was at the wrong place.
Well, I guess Paul can be a flake sometimes.He says he's going to be somewhere, and then he either forgets about that appointment or decides to do something else instead at the last minute.
I can't stand flaky people, so it probably wouldn't have worked out anyway.
Professor Bowman, Kevin 说 Paul 有时是个 flake, 那是什么意思啊?
Winnie, flake is a slang word to describe a person who is not reliable. Also, you can say someone is flaky.
Oh,Flake 就是那些靠不住、说话不算数的人。这种人怎么能做男朋友嘛
？Yes, flaky people can be really annoying. In the next section, listen for the phrase "pickup line," which is a set phrase men use to introduce themselves to women they don't know.
So what happened? You just sat at the bar by yourself?
Oh, it was terrible. I pretended I was writing text messages on my phone to look busy.But all these guys kept coming over and giving me these lame pickup lines.
Oh, no. What kind of pickup lines?
Oh, you know, they would pretend that we had met before as an excuse to introduce themselves.
Emily 真够倒霉的耶。很多男人过来跟她搭讪，而且他们的 pickup line, 搭讪的话都很老套。比如啊，假装以前在哪里见过啊。哼，现在谁还会相信这种话啊？
Winnie, in the next section, listen for the phrase to blow someone off, which means to show that you are not interested in talking so that the person goes away.
Oh, to blow someone off 就是表现出没兴趣，好让别人走开。
Wow, that sounds really awkward. What did you do?
Well, I kept trying to blow them off, but it didn't work. They just kept trying to talk to me and ask me out on dates.
I guess men don't have that problem when they go to bars alone. Usually women don't try to hit on them like that.
Exactly. Sometimes I wish I were a guy so I could go to a bar and just enjoy my drink and not have anyone bother me.
哎呦，这些男人真烦呢。Emily 不理他们，他们还没完没了地搭讪呢。
Well, Winnie, you know, a lot of people would like to have Emily's problem.
Well, I'm sorry your blind date was such a disaster. How can I make it up to you?
I know. I'm going to find the weirdest girl in the world and make you go out on a date with her.
Oh, no. 为了要惩罚 Kevin, Emily 要找个世上最奇怪的女孩让 Kevin 跟她去约会呢。
So, Winnie, the lesson of the story is?
别随便给好朋友撮合,否则啊,后果自负。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
Need to know how to negotiate for a business loan? We will offer you some tips in today's business etiquette.
完美主义会对你的生活产生什么影响？我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what have a soft spot for and square away means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Perfection. Perfection is spelled P-E-R-F-E-C-T-I-O-N. Perfection.
Perfection 意思是完美，尽善尽美。
The lamb chop was cooked to perfection.
这羊排做得无懈可击。
She is a workaholic who always strives for perfection.
她是个工作狂，而且做什么事都追求尽善尽美。皮尤研究中心的统计数据显示，2011年美国人里只有 51% 处于已婚状态，远远低于1960年时的 72%。
Experts say part of the reason is that some people are demanding an unrealistic degree of perfection from their partners.
有专家认为，部分原因是有些人很不现实地要求自己的伴侣是完美的化身。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Perfection. Perfection. Perfection.
Guilty as charged. I always want to find someone who's perfect, but now I realize that's just unrealistic.
Yep. We all need to learn how to be tolerant and accept the flaws of our partners.
Knowing you, a girl could easily win your heart as long as she's good at cooking. Food is the way to your heart, huh?
Oh, yes. You know me so well. I do have a soft spot for gourmet food. Luckily, my girlfriend is a gourmet chef.
Good for you.你刚才提到了一个说法 have a soft spot for.
我们来听听今天的美国习惯用语，学学这个短语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第873讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson.
周末朋友从外地到华盛顿玩，我陪他们去参加一日游。那个可怜的导游一看就是新手，被七嘴八舌的游客问得难以招架。我年轻的时候也当过导游，所以感同身受，深知他的苦衷。这也让我想起一个习惯用语可以跟大家分享，那就是
Have a soft spot for. Soft is spelled S-O-F-T and spot S-P-O-T. Have a soft spot for.To have a soft spot for something or someone.
意思是因为喜爱，所以对某个人或是某件事心软。比如说
Grandpa has a soft spot for Jimmy, his first grandson.
爷爷偏爱长孙 Jimmy. 在刚才的例子中，正因为我以前做过导游，所以很能理解那个年轻导游的感受。
You have a soft spot for tour guides.
没错。下面例子中的这个人谈到了自己一个表面冷酷无情，其实内心善良的叔叔。让我们听听他是怎么说的。
Uncle Phil has a reputation as a tough guy who's unfeeling. But what most people don't know is that he can be quite caring. He's donated a lot of time and money to charities that help those less fortunate than him. Clearly, he has a soft spot for the underprivileged.
这个人说
菲尔叔叔一直以冷酷无情的硬汉形象著称，可是大多数人并不了解的是他是一个很关心别人的人。他向一些慈善机构捐赠了很多时间和金钱，帮助那些不如他幸运的人。显然他很同情那些弱势人群。
这也让我想起2009年刚去世的美国政治家泰德·肯尼迪。他是美国前总统约翰·肯尼迪的弟弟，在国会参议院当了46年的参议员，虽然他生长在一个富有的政治世家。
Ted Kennedy had a soft spot for people who didn't grow up with the advantages he had.
泰德·肯尼迪对生长环境不如他优越的人格外关心，他将自己毕生的精力用于争取民权、消费者利益和医疗保健。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Uncle Phil has a reputation as a tough guy who's unfeeling. But what most people don't know is that he can be quite caring. He's donated a lot of time and money to charities that help those less fortunate than him. Clearly, he has a soft spot for the underprivileged. My wife started an adoption service for dogs. What started out with finding a home for one unwanted puppy became a full-time occupation. Thanks to her, over 200 dogs have been rescued. She could have chosen a job that's easier and higher paying, but she has a soft spot for dogs in need. It's very fulfilling.
她说，
我太太办了一个狗收养中心。最初呢，只是要给一只没有人要的小狗找个家，后来居然变成了全职工作。在她的帮助下，已经有200多只狗被救。他本可以选择一个更容易做、工资更高的工作，但是他看见那些需要帮助的狗就会心软，这份工作让他很充实。
我一直想去动物收容所做义工，可是我老公不同意，因为他知道 I have a soft spot for kittens， 我特别喜欢小猫咪，一定会带一堆回家。不过如果我女儿提出养猫，那就另当别论了。Doug， 你知道为什么吗？
Your husband has always had a soft spot for your daughter.
你说的太对了，我老公特别疼爱女儿，对她百依百顺。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
My wife started an adoption service for dogs. What started out with finding a home for one unwanted puppy became a full-time occupation. Thanks to her, over 200 dogs have been rescued.She could have chosen a job that's easier and higher paying, but she has a soft spot for dogs in need. It's very fulfilling.
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson.
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林。谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
I totally have a soft spot for cute doggies. When they look at me with their watery eyes, my heart just melts. But then comes the responsibility of feeding them, patting them, and taking them out for walks.
I know. A lot of people get puppies when they don't have the time or energy to take care of them. But I guess you can do it now since you got your new condo.
I think I should focus on paying off my mortgage for now.
Yeah, loans.Gah, and the numbers are so complicated.
Well, not for Asians. Actually, in today's business etiquette, we will discuss this exact topic, how to take out a loan.
礼节美语
三角洲通信公司老板 John Smith 到银行申请贷款，接待他的是银行负责人 Ted Johnson。
Hello, Mr. Smith. Thanks for stopping by.
Hello, and call me John.
Sure, but only if you call me Ted.
Done.
So you are the CEO of Delta Communications. What exactly does your firm make?
We are the leading supplier of walkie-talkie radios and other shortwave communication devices.
John Smith 和 Ted Johnson 相互问候，彼此坚持要对方用 first name 称呼自己，以便拉近距离，不会显得太客气。史密斯是三角洲通讯公司的 CEO
Chief Executive Officer
首席执行官，这家公司主要生产对讲机等短波通讯工具。 Walkie-talkie 是中文里说的对讲机。
Ah, I see. How's business these days?
Actually, not bad. We landed a couple of major contracts in Southeast Asia recently, and in spite of the recession, we're humming along quite nicely
Well, that's good to hear. It's been a rough couple of years. I've had to deny hundreds of loan applications, and we've had to take legal action to recover loans as well.
史密斯说，他们公司的业务没有受到经济危机的影响，刚在东南亚签了好几个重要的合同。
We're humming along quite nicely.
生意蒸蒸日上。
Hum is spelled H-U-M, hum.
有忙忙碌碌的意思。Ted 则抱怨说最近两年贷款很不好做。
It's been a rough couple of years. Rough, R-O-U-G-H.
Rough 在这里是困难的意思。不仅很多贷款申请不符合标准被退回，而且还不得不采取法律手段追缴贷款。
That sounds tough.
It is. No one wants to be the bad guy, and people have a stereotype of bankers as unfeeling and cruel. But contracts are contracts, and I have to run my business, right?
Yeah, you know what they say. Business is business. It's not personal.
Well, I do sympathize with people's difficulties, but there's really nothing I can do.
Ted 说
No one wants to be the bad guy.
谁都不想当恶人，大家对银行家有成见，成见。
Stereotype is spelled S-T-E-R-E-O-T-Y-P-E. Stereotype.
普遍认为银行家冷血，不近人情。
Unfeeling and cruel.
但是做生意是为了赚钱。
Contracts are contracts.
合同就是合同，或者说
Business is business. It's not personal.
这是做生意，不是针对任何人。 Ted 同时也表示他很理解和同情大家的难处，但又没有办法。这里所用的
Sympathize is spelled S-Y-M-P-A-T-H-I-Z-E. Sympathize
是同情的意思。
I often think of businessmen as being heartless and cruel, but it's a stereotype, and it's not fair to everyone.
Yep, 亲兄弟明算账嘛。Let's keep listening to John and see how he's gonna ask for a loan.
礼节美语。
三角洲通讯公司老板 John Smith 到银行申请贷款，接待他的是银行负责人 Ted Johnson。Johnson 抱怨最近两年经济危机，贷款很难做，经常会迫不得已走法律程序追缴贷款。
I do sympathize with people's difficulties, but if I don't foreclose on mortgages or call in bad loans, I'll go bankrupt too.
Yep, that's just how it goes.
So, John, you mentioned in your email that you're thinking about taking out a loan.
Yes, you see, my company has been expanding quite rapidly.And I'd like to construct a new warehouse.
Ted 说他很同情大家的困难，但是如果他不去没收贷款抵押的财产权，不清理呆账，自己就会破产。上面所说的
Foreclose is spelled F-O-R-E-C-L-O-S-E. Foreclose.
是银行没收抵押产权的意思。To call in 意思是收回。Bad loan 指无力偿还的呆账。两人的对话接下来切入主题，这样因为公司扩大规模，打算加盖一个仓库，所以需要贷款。
Well, you came to the right bank. We have a long tradition of supporting young entrepreneurs like yourself. What kind of figure are we looking at here?
I think $200,000 is the estimate for construction costs.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem. Your company is worth a lot more than that amount.
Ted 说他们银行一贯支持像史密斯这样的年轻创业者。
Entrepreneur is spelled E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-U-R. Entrepreneur.
是企业家的意思。John Smith 说工程费大约需要20万。Ted 觉得
That shouldn't be a problem.
应该没有问题，因为史密斯公司的价值要远远超过这个数字。
Yes, but because we're a public company with shareholders, it's hard to get proposals passed. I was thinking of taking out a personal loan.
Ah, a personal loan. That is a bit more complicated. Can I ask what kind of collateral you could offer?
Well, I have my personal stock in the company, and our family has a yacht as well.
Sounds like that should cover it. I'll need you to bring in the original deeds and certificates.
Sure, I can stop by Friday.
原来这样的公司是上市公司
A public company
让股东们通过提案太麻烦， 所以他希望以个人身份贷款。
To take out a personal loan.
个人贷款需要。
Collateral is spelled C-O-L-L-A-T-E-R-A-L. Collateral.
抵押物品。这样说自己手里有公司股份，而且还有一艘私人游艇。
Yacht. Y-A-C-H-T. Yacht.
Ted 觉得这些就够了。让 John 把产权证拿来。
Deed is spelled D-E-E-D. Deed.
是产权、所有权证书的意思。
That's why your credit score and credit history is so important if you live in America. It determines what kind of interest rate you can get for a loan, or if you can get a loan at all.
That's true. 咱们接着来看看 John 和 Ted 谈得怎么样吧。
礼节美语。
三角洲通讯公司老板 John Smith 到银行申请贷款，接待他的是银行负责人 Ted Johnson。史密斯想申请个人贷款，用来修建公司的新仓库。Ted Johnson 说，除了需要物品抵押之外，还有一个要求。
I know this can be a problem, but we generally require at least one guarantor.
What kind of person would be best? A relative or a business associate?
Either one is okay, but most people pick a relative because it's usually a little easier.
Okay, I'm sure my brother won't mind helping me out.
Ted 说，一般情况下，银行还要求至少有一个贷款担保人。
Guarantor, G-U-A-R-A-N-T-O-R, guarantor.
是担保人的意思，可以是
a relative,
亲属，也可以是
a business associate,
生意上的伙伴。这样想了想说
I'm sure my brother won't mind helping me out.
我哥哥一定不介意帮我。
Mind doing something.
是介意做某事的意思。
To help someone out.
指帮某人的忙。
Good. So finally, we need to discuss the terms of the loan.
What kind of interest do you charge?
It depends on how long you take the loan out for. If you plan to pay it back within 2 years, the interest rate is 6%. A 4-year deal works out to 7.5%.
贷款申请符合条件后，就该具体谈谈贷款的条款了。
Terms of the loan.
这样想知道
What kind of interest do you charge?
贷款利率多少 ?Ted 回答说，贷款利率的高低取决于贷款时间长短。如果是2年还清，利率只要6%；如果是4年还清，则要7.5%。
I think 2 years should be fine, but 6% is a bit high. Is there any way to get a better rate?
Well, you've been a customer here for over a decade.I can't make any promises, but I'll try to get it down to 5%. How's that sound?
5% works for me. Ted, I can't thank you enough for your help.
Don't mention it. See you Friday.
这样说，贷款2年就应该可以还清，这一点没有问题。但是他嫌6%的利率太高。这样是银行的老客户，使用这家银行的服务有10几年了。Ted 表示对老客户可以关照。
I can't make any promises.
虽然不能保证做到，但是他会试试看把利率从6%降低到5%。这样听了很高兴，说
5% works for me.
5%我可以接受，并对 Ted 表示感谢。贷款就这样谈成了。
Interest rates have been on the rise, but they're still pretty low these days. A lot of people are trying to get mortgages and financing before it rises again.
Yeah, I love now that I have a nice condo, but getting the financing squared away was not fun at all.
Ugh, I bet. But no pain, no gain. And you just mentioned an idiom, square away. Let's check it out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第874讲我是杨晨
我是 Doug Johnson
下个月我要跟老公一起去加勒比海坐豪华游轮我现在是翘首以待终于可以暂时逃离华盛顿的严寒奔往阳光和海水了 可是让人头疼的是，出发前有太多的事情需要处理，包括完成手头的项目、付好所有的账单、租车开到佛罗里达去等等。这也让我想起一个习惯用语，可以跟大家分享，那就是
square away。Square is spelled S-Q-U-A-R-E, and away, A-W-A-Y, square away.
大家都知道 square 是正方形的意思。To square away 意思是处理安排妥当。比如说
He is trying to get all his legal troubles squared away as soon as possible.
他努力把所有法律上的麻烦搞定。就好像刚才提到的，在启程前往佛罗里达度假之前
There's a lot you need to square away.
你说的没错，我有很多事情需要处理。在下面的例子里，一个怕冷的人想换过工作，搬到温暖的地方去。可是走之前，他有很多事情需要处理。
My job interview went so well that I was offered the job in Arizona. I would love to move away from the long, cold winter weather here in New York.But it's not that easy. To begin with, I'd have to get out of my contract with my company and then sell my condo. It's only after I square those away that I can focus on relocating.
这个人说，
我的求职面试非常成功，他们马上让我去亚利桑那上班。我也很想离开纽约这里没完没了的寒冷冬天，但要走又没有那么容易。首先我必须解除跟公司的合同，然后还得把我现在的公寓卖掉，只有等这些事情都处理妥当了，我才能专心准备搬家。
起码这个人听起来好像没有拖家带口，来去一身轻，说搬就可以搬。否则不说别的，就算只有个女朋友也不是那么容易就能 square away 的。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
My job interview went so well that I was offered the job in Arizona. I would love to move away from the long, cold winter weather here in New York, but it's not that easy. To begin with, I'd have to get out of my contract with my company and then sell my condo.It's only after I square those away that I can focus on relocating.
Square away 这个习惯用语常用于被动语态。在接下来的例子中，一位老先生提出了如下建议，我们一起来听听。
Take my advice. Don't wait until you're old to organize your will.What if something tragic happened, such as a fatal accident? Without a legal document to explain your wishes after you die, your loved ones could suffer unnecessarily. Make sure your plans are squared away.
他说，
听听我的建议吧，不要等老了再去定自己的遗嘱。万一遇到车祸之类的意外事件呢？如果没有法律文件说明你死后的愿望，你的亲人们就要受不必要的罪，所以最好是尽快把遗嘱处理好。
虽然谁都不愿意去想死的事情，但老人这番话确实有道理。我一个同事的祖母去世的时候没有留下遗嘱，结果一家人不得不走法律程序，跟法院打了很长时间的交道。好，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
Take my adviceDon't wait until you're old to organize your will. What if something tragic happened, such as a fatal accident? Without a legal document to explain your wishes after you die, your loved ones could suffer unnecessarily. Make sure your plans are squared away.
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson.
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
Have you gotten everything squared away for your trip back to Ohio, Mike?
Meh, there's no rush. I still got a couple of hours before I leave. I'll just pack right before I leave.